Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. Today's episode is all about sound. And I'd actually had the pleasure of connecting with this company, Cocoon. You may have heard of them. They have been able to create, basically, it's headphones that you can use while you're sleeping. They had a version one that was a bit bigger, and I actually tended to like those for travel, so on planes and what have you, whereas this new item that they've come out with called Night Buds, I am particularly excited about. I haven't gotten to try the new Night Buds, but they're on Kickstarter right now. So we actually were able to rush to get a quick recording about this new product that they're creating because it has made a big splash already on Kickstarter. It's only been on there for a few days, and they're already approaching the million mark. So wanted to hear more about what it is that they've created along with this app that also helps a little bit of sleep coaching in there. So get excited to learn a lot about the world of sound and how that can make a difference for your sleep. And a little bit about our guest. Tim is a mechanical engineer and former insomniac. He founded Cocoon in 2013 to make sleep science more accessible to consumers on their own terms. His company has two products that work with an app platform to deliver audio coaching and content tailored to the individual based on their data. So let's dive in. And welcome, Tim, to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to be here today, even in the midst of a very exciting Kickstarter campaign that's running. I know you got tons of things on your plate, so the fact that you took time to be here, I really do appreciate.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, so excited. I know there's so much for us to dive into, and we've been able to, we were speaking previously with your kind of your first model edition, and now we're getting to speak about the updated model, the very exciting new update. So, but before we get into all the specifics on that, I was hoping you could just share with people a little bit about your backstory of how you became this, the guy of sound and sleep. How did this happen?
Yeah. So really kind of started as a personal problem for me. So my background originally, mechanical engineer, did a bit of time developing medical products before moving into the city with quite intense jobs in consulting and finance. And there I was working, you know, really late hours, quite stressful jobs, and often kind of finish just still buzzing from all the stuff that I had to go, you know, all the stuff that I hadn't done, all the kind of thoughts that were running in my head. And basically I'd really struggled to just get to sleep, and I'd often kind of wake up during the night, and then, you know, all those thoughts would come back again, and, you know, I'd struggle to get back to sleep. So that was kind of where the journey all started for me, was my kind of personal challenge, just switching off. So I kind of did the kind of usual thing of hitting Google very hard and just trying out everything I could on there, you know, all the sleep tips and everything, and, you know, it didn't really work for me. So I ended up getting referred into a sleep clinic. And in that sleep clinic, I basically kind of learned all about my sleep. You know, I kind of adopted quite a few really quite bad behaviors and thought processes that I needed to change. And just kind of understanding sleep a lot more really helped me kind of, you know, kind of understand the importance of doing certain things. Because, you know, it's very easy to think, oh, you know, yeah, of course I do that. But the reality is that, you know, often you don't do that, and it can really impact your sleep. So yeah, really kind of, I went through this big kind of CBT program at a sleep clinic and kind of left there as a bit of a sleep expert amongst my colleagues. Everyone was kind of struggling with sleep where I worked. And I realized that there was a lot of great science that, you know, wasn't necessarily rocket science, but could really make a big impact just improving sleep. And you know, I think there's a lot of people, I think there was a recent survey done in the UK that about half the population since the kind of virus has descended on us is having issues with sleep at least once a week. So, you know, it's really an issue that's not constrained to those kind of chronic sufferers that get into the sleep clinic. And we can all benefit from better sleep. And, you know, the sleep experience is something that I think we can enjoy a lot more and, you know, take more pleasure from. So really kind of the mission where we founded Cocoon was, how can we take all this great science, you know, that's been developed over all these years and just make it more accessible to anyone on their own terms, that fits conveniently into their life, that, you know, doesn't require them doing kind of committing certain time or going somewhere or speaking to someone, that just fits into their lives. And that's really what kind of we created Cocoon to be about, was just convenience and accessibility of sleep science.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can completely relate to your story too, of when you have your own struggles. It was certainly part of my story of when you have this problem and you want to fix it. And not to say that there's a fixing nature of sleep, because it's a you know, eternal kind of process for us, but having power again in that area. And, you know, some people will either just kind of get resigned to, like, this is the new reality for me, but then other people will really take this area on. It sounds like you really did that and learned all that there was to learn for you to really regain that power. So I love that story. And then you really took it to the next level by, like you said, then developing, you know, like a whole product and service around this. So normally I wouldn't, you know, start with the product, but I think it does behoove us to understand, like, what it is that you've created now so that we know what we're talking about. And then we can hear a bit more specifics about it. But so, and I know there's been different iterations, but this current one is exciting from a perspective of, oh, okay, we have a whole kind of product suite now offering for people around their sleep. So if you could share a little bit about what is right on Kickstarter right now, what's happening there?
Yeah, so on Kickstarter, we've got a product called Night Buds. So Night Buds are tiny little, really, really small. Actually, we've worked out the thinnest earbuds you can get for in the ear. Tiny little earbuds that sit within the ear. And basically, they have a number of sensors in, and those sensors mean that the audio is intelligent and adapting to you. So our kind of app system, which is where all the kind of smart magic happens, is able to kind of be a bit of a sleep companion, constantly looking after your sleep, and then seeing kind of issues, noticing issues earlier, and giving you kind of little nudges, little prods to improve your sleep over time. And the Night Buds experience has kind of got various features to make just often, you know, habits that people have adopted more enjoyable and easier. So for example, you know, if you like to listen to audiobooks to wind down before bed, we've got integrations with platforms like Spotify and Audible, where we enable that audio to adapt to you. So we'll bookmark that place where you drifted off, and so you can come back to it the next day. We'll automatically fade it out as you fall asleep and bring in white noise to protect the sleep. And really, kind of one of the things that this product is about is just making audio much more kind of enjoyable and engaging, and then surrounding that with little nudges around to improve your sleep. So little segments of coaching, little bits of advice based on your sleep, little bits of data insight that will help you kind of address a certain behavior or habit that's perhaps bad. So we've really designed this product to be just a light layer of sleep science and sleep insight that's kind of responding to you as you need it.
Wow, very cool. And I'm hearing this for the first time too. So, because I've known about the previous one, but so this is newer. I've seen, you know, the video on Kickstarter, but it was just awesome to be able to have this time to speak with you now and learn more about this. So, you know, and it's gotten a lot of attention too. I mean, it's really seemed to have blown up on there. So that's great. And so having said that, what was it from the sound perspective and also the education perspective that had you really create this and go to great lengths to make this happen? You know, why is, even just speaking with sound, why is that so important for the quality of our sleep?
Yeah, so we've shipped about kind of 30,000 of our first product out there, and we've spoken to about nearly 4,000 of the users of that product, just to really kind of get to grips on, you know, how they're using the product, how it's helping, what they value the most, what their challenges are, and what elements really kind of they want from a product to help them sleep. And, you know, some of our key findings are really that a lot of people have tried the kind of generic sleep tips. A lot of people have tried to get into kind of the kind of heavyweight CBT, but just kind of struggle to stick with it and struggle to kind of persevere. And what we really wanted to do was, you know, not try and change too many habits too quickly. So we really wanted to just make the experience enjoyable. So something that, you know, we wanted to put the enjoyment of sleep back into sleep, because I think if you start with something pleasurable, then you're more likely to kind of stick with it and adopt it into your routine. And we found a lot of people already had their favorite track or their favorite thing they like to listen to. And, you know, we don't want to change that. We just want to make that better, and then also see if there's any other things that can be improved around that. So that was kind of one of the kind of cornerstones of what this product was about, was just talking to an awful lot of customers to really understand kind of how we can make a product that fitted much better into their lives. And another element is was comfort. You know, comfort is probably the biggest concern of everyone sleeping. And so we've spent a long time kind of just really working on, you know, what is the optimal way to crack that comfort challenge. So these new in-ear buds are absolutely kind of tiny in the ear, and really, you know, you can barely notice them even when you're kind of moving around on the side, etc. They're designed so that the earbud itself sits beneath the ear cartilage, and the ear cartilage is kind of the hard bed of your ear. And that means that there's not really any pressure on the earbud that's sitting in the ear. And that tends to be the biggest source of kind of discomfort from a traditional headphone or headset. So we've done an awful lot of work really on kind of how do we make that as thin as possible in the ear. And you'll see from the kind of funky design that most of the electronics we've taken out of the earbud and located it around the back. And that design actually gives the headphone a lot of stability in the ear, so that as you move around a lot, it's really there and stable. So yeah, we've done kind of a lot of testing of that, and that's one of the kind of key features, the key enablers, as we see.
Wow, really interesting, because I do have a lot of clients that, you know, the getting rid of the TV was like a big thing for them. So they remove the TV, but then they still want to have, if they wake up in the middle of the night, want to listen to something, or they're having difficulty falling asleep, want to listen to something, but then they haven't quite worked out the details of how to do that without, you know, waking up in your ears like literally in pain or whatever, you know, just like how uncomfortable that can sometimes be with some of the current models. I've certainly experienced that. So having something like this is exciting to know about for those type of clients that really find value with that. Whether I've had different ones that they're listening to Audible at different points, and they almost always do like the sleep timer, and then so they have that on, but they're, you know, still really having struggling to find a way to make it more comfortable. And then the back part of the ear, so the back part is very comfortable too. So that part's not like, so say if you're a back sleeper, that's not a concern.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, okay. You know, we've had kind of probably, you know, well over 100 people testing this, and
of the new one. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, out of all of those people, no one's remarked on that at all. So yeah,
that's great.
I mean, we chose that position especially, and the bone around there is very unsensitive, and it kind of sits naturally in a kind of groove in the back of the head.
Yes.
So it, you know, you just don't really notice it.
Yeah. It makes me think of like the Dream headband. They had kind of a workaround on the back where you really didn't feel it at all too, or they still have it. It's as far as the workability, like that's an area that you just don't really feel. So that's interesting. And so back to kind of the foundations of just still on the sound element of things, you know, I get lots of questions around, can sounds enhance our deep sleep, you know, different things around, can you change sleep architecture? Do you have any thoughts on that, or any ways that, or different options for the maybe white noise, or as people talk about pink and brown and all these things, right? Do you have any take one way or the other on that, or just a matter of preference, or do we still need studies on that?
Yeah, so I've seen some studies on that have had some kind of really promising results. So, you know, I'm certainly a big believer in white noise. And so
sure.
Our products kind of basically enables people to listen to, you know, the pink noise, the white noise, the brown noise, and they can even specify their own things if they want as well. And really, I think the big power of that white noise is just ensuring that the sleep doesn't get disrupted. And I think that's the biggest power for me, is that, you know, often, you know, sleep, you know, it might not wake you up, but it may kind of disrupt the sleep a little bit if there's a noise that kind of, you know, raises your alertness a little bit. And the white noise is really very effective at masking out these kind of differences in audio. So, you know, we did a test of kind of best in class ANC headphones, versus white noise. And we found white noise was a lot more effective at basically keeping that person undisturbed just through the nature of the protection. So kind of active noise cancelling is very good for low, consistent sounds, but actually they're quite good for help aiding sleep. But, you know, if someone's snoring, that's quite an erratic sound, and often it has some kind of quite high frequencies in there as well. So masking is tends to be a lot more effective for sounds like that as well.
Yeah, I love that you're speaking to that sleep masking, because I have a number of clients that have difficulty for one reason or another. They need to isolate the sound just to one person. So as in, is, you know, the go-to would be, oh, just get a sound machine, you know, throw that in there, you're good. But it doesn't always work like that for different people. So one, I've had different clients where, you know, the husband hates the sound machine and just will not let it in there or whatever. So certainly that can be a problem. The other problem, if you are trying to really isolate it because you are, your partner might be a big snorer. And the problem with that, because people are like, oh, well, I've gotten used to it, it's not a big deal. But then when you look at some of their sleep stats, you'll see all these micro wake-ups as they are dealing with this noise, very kind of alarming. And as human beings, we're meant to kind of be on alert to some degree. And so if we're hearing this sudden sharp noise, then often we wake up to some element of that, even if we don't quite remember it the next day. So then being able to have that option, I do like, particularly just right in there. So presumably it would be louder than just even a sound machine in the space, because it would be isolated to you. So it might help mitigate some of the problems there. Of course, we always want to address if someone is snoring, hopefully, you know, get at the source of that, but asterisk about that. But I do like that. And then also for new parents, you know, if they're kind of alternating responsibilities, who's kind of on duty or what have you, and they can't just put in those, the blanket sound just automatically, they need to, you know, I'm on the duty tonight or whatever. So then they can alternate that. And then one person could have the sound protection or masking in that way. So I could see already a lot of different ways that that could help. And then do you envision that as something that people wear every single night? Like, is this something that you wear every night?
Yeah, totally. So it's at that level of comfort now where you don't notice it, and it becomes a really nice habit. You know, I've kind of, since going to my sleep clinic, I always try and do a little bit of a wind down time before bed. That's one of the things that I found personally was most kind of effective in helping me. And, you know, I have various books that I tend to listen to that just kind of wind me down. So, you know, yes. I always kind of do that and then just tend to nod off and pass out in them. So I'm a regular user, and it's equally a product for people that, you know, may not have any issues with sleep, but just, sure, you know, want to kind of keep an eye on their sleep, you know, keep it healthy, keep it going forward. And also just, you know, want to kind of enjoy the experience of drifting off. And, you know, we've got this really cool 4D log cabbing experience.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the 4D.
Yeah. So 4D basically is binaural sound. So what that means is that your mind can process sounds because it can detect where audio is coming from. And what we can do with binaural sound is make it much more immersive. So if you're in that log cabin, you know, and the door's over there, you can hear that door over there, you know, with the wind outside, and you can hear it, the wind on the rain there. And it just makes it much more spatial, and it gives another dimension of just finding yourself in there. And that's one of the features of the new app, is that each person gets to create their own cocoon. So this is their space, you know, this audio space where you can kind of just go to each night. And it can be this kind of log cabin in the storm, which is my personal favorite, or, you know, it's a kind of tropical beach, or, you know, it's an underwater place. And it's brought to life with this 4D sound. And from there, you can listen to your audiobooks, you can listen to your podcasts or whatever. And it just makes that experience, you know, that much more kind of compelling and enjoyable, we find.
Really interesting. Okay, so assuming people are looking for solutions for sound, this could certainly be one of those. And then I'm wondering if you could share a bit more about what the app looks like and how that part can really help get the whole package to help people with their sleep.
Yeah, so the app basically is kind of a bit of a kind of digital sleep coach in there. one of the things that we kind of learned from our customers is that people don't like kind of getting kind of advice put on them too prescriptively. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not the best time to take on lots of information. So what we've really sought to do with our sleep kind of coach technology is just break things down into much more bite-sized, kind of more kind of smaller chunks that the mind can kind of take on. So we have the sleep coach, and the sleep coach helps in a number of ways. So first off, it'll analyze your data and look for certain things, and it'll present that data. But one of the things that we've taken kind of great care in doing is not, you know, we've seen a lot of studies on the negative impacts of data and tracking on sleep. So we've really kind of worked a lot with our sleep scientists on how we can use that data to drive positive changes and positive mindsets. You know, the data, you can dig in and you can get your kind of typical data if you want that, but the kind of core data is presented in a way to drive habits with little tips and coaching points based on you and how you're sleeping. So, you know, maybe you have a problem with your sleep scheduling and it's really erratic, and it'll, you know, look at how to help you with that. And then there's little kind of segments of coaching. So this is kind of audio coaching that is kind of specific to you that you can engage with as well. But the app also has a library of just kind of relaxation exercises, soundscapes, and has various integrations with, you know, Spotify.
Yes. Close, yes.
They've both got the green logo.
Yes, I do. I have many clients that would love to be shopping mid, you know, around 3 a.m. Yes. That's a big problem we're working on with a lot of them. Yep.
and basically the, you know, people's favorite apps, you know, people often find that they've got this one thing that they just love to sleep to. And, you know, we want to enable that rather than kind of force you to do our particular thing. You know, we've got lots of great content on there if you're on a bit of a discovery journey, but also, you know, if you found your thing that, you know, you just love doing that thing or listening to that thing, it's all designed to integrate and actually enhance that experience by adding on that little bit of coaching maybe at the start and then having it all adjust to you and adapt to you and then bookmark at the right place.
Really interesting. You just were making me think of the first model. I remember there was an element that it was could almost sense if you had fallen asleep. Does this one do sort of or have that same workability there?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. So we look at your heart rate variability and motion, and we kind of analyze that data, and that gives us a bit of an indication of how you're relaxing the moment that you fall asleep, and also the kind of sleep through the night. That's the data that we use. And we also collect data kind of via question and answer. So you can kind of enhance the system as you see. So, you know, if you can't be bothered to answer any questions, you don't have to answer any questions. But if you really want to kind of get the most from it, you can put inputs about, you know, your mood when you wake up, kind of issues that you had. And you can also edit your sleep as well. So if you know that something happened, but, you know, that the system maybe didn't say that thing happened, because, you know, we're not always 100% accurate.
Sure, yeah.
There and enhance the accuracy of it all as well.
That's awesome. So, okay, so it provides for this kind of dashboard of both your sleep results, and you can kind of log to, if you want to do that, you don't feel like you have to, but if you want to start kind of pattern spotting or noticing, oh, okay, I had issues sleeping again, and it was related to X, Y, and Z, the dog, the whatever, you can log all those sort of things in there, kind of begin to really peel back the layers of what's happening with your sleep and then make improvements in the future with that. That's great. And so, as far as the app, then there's that sleep coaching that people are kind of going through and guiding them through those essentials of CBTI to help, you know, but bite size very much. It makes me think of like compounding effect of even if you just get like a little bit each day,
yeah,
imagine
exactly
what could happen in like a year's time or what have you. Very, very cool. Okay. So then as far as information for people, if, you know, kind of piques the interest for them around this, of checking this out at the very least, you know, because I think that's why we're excited to get you on here now, because it's timely at the moment, you know, getting onto the Kickstarter. But if you could give us kind of directions on what it's set up for right now, and then even in the future after Kickstarter, where people can go to learn more about this.
Yeah, so if you go to nightbuds.co, that'll take you to the Kickstarter page, and then it'll, in time, that'll take you to the purchase page. So right now, if you buy it on Kickstarter, you get just under 50% off, so $149 on Kickstarter now. And that has a free kind of lifetime subscription to the app. So, you know, it's a very good deal now. We've benefited a lot from our Kickstarter in the past, so we always like to make sure that people get great value there. And yeah, that has a little video, explains it in a kind of much more concise way than I do. And then you can kind of dig into some of the features. And we've got various blogs on there. You can kind of dig into the journey that we took kind of developing this. You can see kind of some of the customers that are using it already and hear from them. And, you know, also see videos speaking with our sleep scientists on, you know, the detail and on kind of what's going on in there as well.
Wow. Very, very cool. Okay. So yeah, I definitely encourage people to check this out. You know, just naturally, I'm in a bit of a echo chamber of just strange things coming through my email with all kinds of sleep, you know, information, right? And it was just great to see all this coming through of the excitement around the Nightbuds and people sharing, oh my God, they're doing so great. So, you know, definitely check out, take a look at the video, see if that could be something that could work for you. Because again, if we're looking, you know, we're standing in this approach that sleep is a skill, and we talk about a lot of different things. We have to be focusing on, you know, light and temperature and thoughts and all of that. But sound is a really big foundational element, and the training that's going to be coming along with this, with the app too. So I do think it's an exciting time to take a look at that. And I so appreciate you coming on the show in the midst of all the excitement to share more. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.